Heinrich Dieters, Open Space and Trails Program Manager for the city, says the trail will be closed between June 16th and 30th.
They're going to come in and they're going to basically mill or, you know, just basically tear the entire trail out. And then they have some grading and widening for that, and then a couple days of resurfacing. So from the 16th right now to the 30th, we have basically the pathway closed. Now, that being said, because it's City Park, you'll be able to be detoured all the way through City Park.
The trail sees between 500 and 1,000 walkers, bikers, and skateboarders on any given summer day. That's why it'll go from its current 8 feet to 11 to 12 feet for the distance between Main Street and the Bonanza Tunnel.
For those people that have utilized the path, it's going to be a welcome addition to some areas where maybe we've had some conflicts with numbers. So it's a widening, it's a striping, it's a signage.
The other component is a hiking trail off the paved path and near the creek.
So it'll give people an opportunity to actually get off the pathway where the skateboarders, etc. are. They'll be able to still make that sort of walk in the direction towards Main Street and then hop back on the path. So I think that, you know, again, dispersing the load on the pathway is a good component of that. I think people will really like it.
The large lights for the baseball field won't be moved. Instead, in certain areas, the trail will be expanded towards the Poison Creek side.
The pathway has sort of drifted and eroded down towards that creek in a couple of places, so we'll be putting some retaining walls and support in so that the pathway doesn't do that, and then some split rail fencing to provide some safety along there. We have, you know, about 15 feet that we can work with in there in a lot of places, so it's just managing around those physical impediments.
Dieter says it'll improve the width and also the ability to see further down the trail.
A lot of people will say we'll promote the speeds, which I don't disagree with. But when you're looking at it from a national standard, they'll always say, look, you know, just like a interstate highway, you know, wider and more open is better for safety than sort of closed in and windy. So that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Construction began Wednesday, and other than the 2 weeks between June 16th and 30th, the trail will remain open, but with detours. The trail will be complete for the 4th of July. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.